Good morning or good afternoon, according to from where you're following us. My name is Valeria and today we are going to talk about the European Sustainability Competence Framework, or GreenComp. This series called Let's Learn Together, it's precisely about to learn more about the four competence areas of the GreenComp and how to use it and of course adapt it according to our learning and teaching environments. Today, it's my pleasure to welcome Guglia Bianchi, who has joined us to address and help us address the competence area of acting for sustainability. Guglia is a researcher at the Joint Research Centre of the European Commission, and among other topics, she has focused on different, on green competences, and indeed she is one of the authors of GreenComp. First of all, Guglia, welcome. And I would like to start these GreenComp cafes on, of course, acting for sustainability, asking you to explain what these competence areas entail. And more importantly, why was it important to include it in the European Sustainability Competence Framework?
Thank you, Valeria. Sorry, I was writing a message in the chat and you called me right there.
No worries.
No, thanks. Thanks a lot for inviting me. It's really a pleasure to be here. And buenos dias from the sunny Sevilla. So, indeed. I just wanted to give you a brief overview of this competence area. So, it's nice to start with this competence area, and I don't know if I say this about all the areas of GreenComp, but it's really, I don't want to say a tricky one, but a sensitive one. I'm sure that if not the majority, all of you have read the report, but indeed it's available in 24 EU official languages. So feel free to download it and read it. And indeed, you would also know that there are four competency areas embodying sustainability values, complexity, sustainable futures, and acting for sustainability. All equally important and extremely interlinked. And also we will see this in a moment because you cannot really speak about one competence area or competencies pertaining to a specific area without mentioning, referencing, or even describing some of the other ones. If you want to think, plan and act for sustainability, the 12 competencies somehow are or important. They don't need to be developed at the same level, but they need to be there. So, indeed, why this area? I just wanted to give you an insight of how it came to be the area that it is now and the competencies inside. So indeed, GreenComp is part of a series of competence framework developed by the Joint Research Centre with some of the Directorate Generals of the Commission, such as DigComp, EntreComp, and LifeComp. And this one in particular with Directorate General of Education, Youth, Sports and Culture. And basically, we have a participatory but also thorough methodology to develop this competence framework. No, so we started with the literature review, and in this literature review, not only we saw that a European competence framework for sustainability and for lifelong learning was needed, but also from that literature review, we saw that the action or action-oriented competencies were there, but we weren't fully convinced, and this is also related to the fact that I said it's a tricky area, no? If you leave it unexplained. So indeed, from that literature review, we understood that that was important. It's important to trigger action. However, we developed the first model. The first model had four areas, but it didn't have a specific action or acting area. It was more focused on problem solving, strategic thinking, leading them to action. And the experts were clear, no? Experts in education, education for sustainable development, sustainability education, formal, non-formal, informal, also in sustainability per se. No, you need to have action competencies. We cannot at the time 2021, have a competence framework on sustainability without action? It doesn't make sense. Okay, so we started reviewing that a bit. However, what we really wanted to avoid was basically the classic shaming and blaming. We cannot, you know, ask to individuals to take action if actions don't come at the systemic level, no? So indeed, starting from that, we thought, okay, we need an area. We cannot have just, you know, an action and an entrepreneurial competence per se. We need the area that describes action as a collective effort, as something that can be requested also to those that have the power to take decisions. So that's why indeed this area is formed by political agency, that it's indeed the ability or indeed the capacity to understand who is in charge and trying to push the sustainability agenda forward through them. It's about collective action, that it's indeed about putting efforts towards shared goals for a desirable future. But it's also indeed about individual responsibility that can lead to action or may lead to indeed forming partnership with other people, with communities, with a local representative. And you can see already that indeed these competencies are not only interlinked within each other, but they are also linked to, for example, the area of futures, the area of complexity, and the sustainability values. I would also say that this competence area is also linked with Entrecomp very much. That is the entrepreneurial competence framework, entrepreneurship. But indeed, you need also the sustainability values to support this entrepreneurialism. And with this, I think I don't want to speak too much. So feel free to interrupt me, and I hope I'm not talking too fast.
Thank you very much, Guia. I think you were very, very clear. So generally speaking, I really liked what you said, Guia, about like the interlinks of the framework and the interlinks, especially also with other frameworks. So we have to, like, right now the community is about this new framework on green competences, but we also know that the European Commission has also, like, there are other competence frameworks that we can in a way put in connection with the green comp.
Before closing this episode, I would like to remind you that if you would like to know more about each competence area, or more specifically about each competences in this competence area, please listen to next episodes and check the digital version on Education for Climate Coalition. Bye.